a young boy in my prime. I thought that big old city could ease my Georgia mind. After just 1 hour, I met this southern girl. She said to call me the Queen of Memphis. Then she took me around the world. And I saw stars dancing on the water. I heard Elvis singing Blue Suede Shoes. That old muddy river was my witness. The night I fell in love with the Queen of Memphis.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Layoff notices have gone out from the State Department informing nearly 1,100 civil service workers, along with 240 foreign service officers, that they're fired. It follows a Supreme Court ruling allowing the Trump administration to move ahead with the president's executive order for mass federal layoffs and restructuring of federal agencies. ABC's Chris Boccia has more.
The Secretary of State said yesterday that it's bloat, and a senior State Department official said there are simply too many people, and that we need to align the State Department with some of the priorities of this administration, and that there are some folks at the department, in their view, who are not doing work that is necessarily aligned with diplomatic priorities.
President Trump and the First Lady have arrived in Texas. They will survey some of the damage after last week's catastrophic floods in Hill Country, killing at least 21. Crews continuing to search for the more than 160 missing. This is ABC News. The Trump administration is defending immigration raids, saying they will continue. It follows yesterday's operations at farm fields in Central California and clashes with protesters who also lashed out at federal agents.
California Governor Gavin Newsom's office calling the raids inhumane, saying agents continue to detain U.S. citizens and racially profile Americans, ripping families apart and disappearing parents and workers into cruel federal detention centers. President Trump's border czar defiant as he address the clashes.
They can protest all they want, but if they cross the line, they're going to be arrested and they're going to be prosecuted.
The raids leaving communities on edge. A Southern California Catholic bishop telling his parishioners to skip mass if they are fearful of ICE.
ABC's Lionel Moise. More severe storms in the forecast today in the Chicago area after last night's volatile storm swept through. It led to brief ground drops at O'Hare International, with hundreds of flights delayed nationwide. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayler. The two people killed in a double homicide in Dane County on Tuesday are a longtime State Patrol employee and his wife.
The victims in the shooting are David Pabst and Teresa Pabst. David was a regional director with the State Patrol, and Teresa was a special education teacher. The Wisconsin State Journal reports the shooter in the incident was their 25-year-old son. He left the house after the shooting and was caught by state troopers and Vernon County deputies later in the day on Tuesday. He died by suicide during a standoff with police. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A Marathon County court trial is scheduled for a Wausau woman accused of starving her stepdaughter.
Brittany Hull is accused of limiting the girl's food and water intake as part of a special diet to help the child with an undiagnosed medical condition, according to investigators. The 32-year-old will have a week-long trial next February where she faces more than 60 years in prison for felony counts of child abuse and neglect. Her partner, 40-year-old Tristan Hull, faces similar charges and is scheduled for a plea hearing in August. The victim was so malnourished she required a lengthy hospital stay. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
University of Northern Iowa is offering in-state tuition to Wisconsin students as it tries to attract more students. UNI President Mark Nook estimates up to 300 out-of-state graduates would take a job in Iowa each year.
So that's less than $30,000 per employee. They're each leaving us $10,000 in tuition for 4 years and $10,000 in room and board. While they're being educated, they will leave $54 million in the Iowa economy every single year.
UNI's Cedar Falls campus is about 150 miles from the Wisconsin border. The in-state tuition rates also apply to residents of Minnesota and Illinois. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Showers and some storms this afternoon and throughout this evening. Some could bring some gusty winds and heavy downpours. Around a half an inch of rain is likely, but a couple of inches is possible, which could create some flash flooding. Highs will be in the low 80s today and tomorrow and the mid-80s on Sunday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 77 degrees at our studios.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Tariff hikes, tariff delays. We'll figure out how trade issues change this week. And we will talk farm labor, disaster aid, new world screwworm, and the Farm Security Action Plan. But first, we will take a couple of minutes and put California's Prop 12 back in the spotlight.
Live from the weekly wrap-up roundtable confab palaver via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTech. This morning it's our Friday free-for-all with panelists Sean Haney and Jim Wiesmeyer. Directly following the news, Jennifer Scheich from Farm Journal's Pork. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, with great relief, I bring you Chip Flory.
Oh, Davis. Hey, buddy. How you doing? Hey. Thank you for yesterday. I appreciate that.
Bro, it sounds like it went incredibly well.
Oh, yeah.
So jealous of what you got to do, what you experienced yesterday.
It was.
I don't know. I can speak for Joe. It was our pleasure to facilitate that for you, buddy boy.
Good. Yep. Some grandkids, county fair, little calf leading, a little trophy winning.
there was a trophy involved.
Oh, yes. There was a trophy involved. And for those of you that might remember me from days gone by, I didn't win a lot of trophies in the show ring. I won some showmanship trophies. I won a couple of championship trophies. I mean, that all came together. Well, we won what is to date the most important trophy in the lineage.
Yes.
Best groomed calf in the bottle bucket calf for my granddaughter, Marin, yesterday.
Well, congratulations, Marin. Let me ask you this. Did you celebrate it by pouring some apple juice into that trophy and passing her around a little bit?
No, you could, right? You couldn't pry it out of her hands to do that.
You want to know something? I don't think I've ever received a trophy ever in my entire life.
Well,
I don't think
deserve one for you. Deserve one for many, many, many reasons. I will be sure to get you one soon. If for nothing else, just participating in this show.
Oh, a participation trophy. That's what I want. Thank you. I have so many people to thank. I'm going to leave somebody out.
Oh, my gosh, I love it. Get us into the news. Oh, man.
Well, the National Weather Service is calling for strong thunderstorms across parts of the Central Plains and Midwest through Friday morning with damaging wind gusts, large hail. I'm laughing through this. I shouldn't be. This is awful. Damaging wind gusts possible, large hail, and heavy rainfall are the primary threats. Over the weekend, heavy to excessive rainfall and flash flooding concerns will return to portions of Oklahoma and Texas. There are more flash floods out there than are making the headlines.
Dude,
it's out there.
Oh, it is absolutely out there. And the storms are developing right now for what is going to be a very active weather day here in Iowa, up in North Dakota. It's going to make its way into Illinois. Texas is going to flare again at some point today. Eastern Iowa already had three or four tornadoes last night, I think it was. So,
oh, gosh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We are right in the middle of an episode.
Yeah. Well, stay on top of it, people.
Yeah.
Corn, soybeans, and wheat traded on both sides of unchanged during the overnight session, but were mildly weaker early this morning. The U.S. dollar index was around 140 points higher, and front-month crude oil futures were about 65 cents higher ahead of the open chip yesterday. Just kind of some directionless trade. The wheat was feeling its oats, you might say, yesterday. Looks like we got corn corn and beans both under some light pressure.
Yeah, but, you know, we had a downside key reversal in the cattle market yesterday, and we are not seeing follow-through today. As a matter of fact, we are sharply higher.
All right. Well, private exporters reported sales of 219,900 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to Mexico. That's during the 25-26 marketing year. Some traditional demand there, Chip. We need Mexico in here with our checkbook.
Oh, absolutely. Keep building your book, Mexico. We need it.
USDA will issue its first all-wheat crop production estimate in the crop production report at 11 a.m. Central Time today. In the supply and demand report, old crop balance sheets will reflect June 1 stocks, which were final 24-25 ending stocks for wheat, along with any changes to usage forecasts. China's Ag Ministry made no changes to its corn, soybean, or cotton balance sheets this month. Quote, the domestic corn supply is relatively sufficient. Demand remains high, and the market shows a tight supply-demand balance. That according to China's Ag Ministry. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the likelihood of a summit between President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping later this year is high, following what he called very constructive and positive talks with the Chinese foreign minister. Rubio also met with Japan's foreign minister and South Korea's first vice foreign minister in Malaysia on the sidelines of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit to discuss regional security and strengthening their indispensable trilateral partnership in areas such as critical technologies and supply chains. We discussed yesterday in the afternoon program. I mean, Japan and South Korea, these are our friends. So at least Rubio, the door is still open for communication there. Rubio has been there chatting them up a little bit. President Trump announced Thursday evening the U.S. will impose a 35% tariff on imports from Canada effective August 1st. An exclusion for goods covered by USMCA on trade was expected to stay in place, and 10% tariffs on energy and fertilizer were also set not to change. I wonder if Haney will have some thoughts on this, Chip.
We will all have some thoughts on this. Stay tuned for that in the free-for-all. Right now, let's bring in thank you, Davis. Right now, let's bring in Jennifer Scheich, editor, Farm Journal's Pork. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
So, Prop 12, moving back into the spotlight, but it's being led there by eggs this time, not pork. What's going on?
Well, Trump's administration sued California on July 9th over its regulation of eggs and chicken farms, and basically saying that the laws impose burdensome red tape on the production of these products nationally in violation of the Supremacy Clause of the U.S. Constitution. So, again, we're coming back to this. Other states shouldn't be dictating how the whole country runs their affairs, produces their livestock, produces eggs in this situation. Right. And so Yeah, I'm really curious to see what happens next with this. So, well,
even though the focus on this is eggs, I gotta believe that if there is a ruling against California, it's gotta apply to pork too, doesn't it?
Well, and that's one of the things that I've not exactly seen that, but I can't imagine how it wouldn't start the domino effect on that, right? I mean, somebody asked me today, they're like, does this really affect the beef industry at all? And I'm like, it affects all of us in agriculture when we have, these ballot initiatives creating laws in different states, and all these states dictate how we, you know, raise our livestock and produce our products, you know, that overreach is a problem for everything. It's just right now something we're focusing on in some of these specific industries. So,
yep. Yeah, hey, I saw your story that you were working on about some county fairs and the exhibitors and so on. Here's a message from Jennifer and me to all of you out there. Encourage those young people to continue to do their best and to come back to agriculture, because those are some of our best people. Mm-hmm. Right, Jennifer?
Absolutely.
Yep. All right. Thank you so much, Jennifer. Jennifer Scheich, editor, Farm Journal's Pork. Get both of those stories, www.porkbusiness.com. There's a whole lot there, more there as well. Come back. We got the free-for-all. Wiesmeyer, Haney, Michelson, me here on AgriTalk.
Whatever crop you grow, we can help you protect it. Bootstrapped and ready to serve, Atticus delivers battle-tested chemistries, AIs that you've come to trust and rely on, from a manufacturer that strives to operate in a way that makes us accessible, responsive, and reliable. Our relevant portfolio is ready to protect your battlefields and livelihood. No matter the pest, weather, or politics, Atticus and your American farmer tenacity is battle-ready. Meet your ally, AticusLLC.com.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Anyone can choose to make a difference. You can help people succeed, rebuild after disasters, protect the environment, or feed the hungry. Not only will you make a difference for others, but for yourself. You can earn money for college, learn career skills, and make friendships that last a lifetime. Make a difference. Choose your future. Choose AmeriCorps.
You said you'd never...
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Atticus, providing battle-tested chemistries you know and trust.
All right. Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us on this Friday morning for the free-for-all. Joining us, Sean Haney, Real Agriculture, Real Ag Radio. How you doing, Sean?
Chip, I'm doing fantastic because the Toronto Blue Jays are in first place in the AL East, and the AL East is the only division that has four teams that have 50 wins.
Wow. No, I did not realize that. That's an impressive number. That's a very impressive number before the break. Yes.
Yeah, really good. So hard to believe we're at the All-Star break. It's what flying by.
Yeah, hopefully you weaken those Yanks up enough here. When I think they went in there and swept them, right?
They did four games.
Hopefully you weakened them up enough so that the Cubs can come in and do the same thing here before we get to the break.
That would
be awesome. That would be awesome. All right, let's see. We've also got policy analyst Jim Wiesmeyer. Hey, Jim, how you doing this morning, buddy?
Well, we have James Woods, Nationals, in the Home Run Derby 24. I noticed that no Cubs are Toronto players in that list.
Yeah, that is because
they're actually competitive teams. They're trying to rest their players.
Exactly. And they are going to be resting to play in the game. The Cubs are starting two of the three outfielders, and Pete Crow Armstrong and Kyle Tucker. And I think I've got this right. Matthew Boyd is going to be starting on the mound.
Yeah, well, for the National League. Bubbles, but see you both in September. You'll be crying.
You are scorned, Jim Wiesmeyer.
You are. You know, I wish Seiya Suzuki would have gotten into the Home Run Derby to put a Cub in there. I because it sounds like he's getting snubbed off the. Off the team, which is kind of surprising to me, but I wish Suzuki would get in there. He's got like 26, 27, something like that. So
he should have been on there.
Yeah, he should have been. Jim, how you doing, buddy? I get to Wednesday night sometimes, and I feel like I just need to call and sit and do a wellness check on you with everything that is going on out there.
I now have a normal pattern of work for Trump 2.0.
Okay.
Morning schedule, take the afternoon off, and come back evening schedule. And that's the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way it is, because
Yeah, I know that you adopted that kind of a schedule or something similar during Trump 1.0, but it is that schedule on overdrive now.
For sure. Now, you know, I do want to comment, Chip, on the Prop 12. I don't think that'll apply to the hog situation. That's what the lawyers were telling me earlier this week and what I put in my file. Yeah, because the Egg Products Inspection Act of 1970 gives the U.S. federal government authority over egg quality inspection, et cetera. So that's the legal route for a federal challenge. But the Department of Justice doesn't have that flexibility relative to the animal welfare standards in pork in the same way. So I think it's going to have to take the legislative route for the pork Proposition 12.
Man, okay. All right. Good update there. Good update. Jim, what is the status of trade issues right now compared to where we were a week ago?
Oh, it's just about every day. Well, Canada, 35%, we can talk on that. But the biggies this week, other biggies other than Canada, were the 50% tariffs on copper and 50% on Brazil. Now, the Brazil one is very important, Chip, because that broke a lot of history, because he used an unprecedented use of trade for political payback because of, you know, Brazil's former president, Bolsonaro. So bottom line, Trump has already said this morning, quick update here, that at some time he'll talk to Brazil. That means this 50% tariff will not hold for Brazil. And I think once they see more of the impacts on copper, he'll probably come off the copper tariff as well.
The copper issue, Jim?
Well, that's a lot more money, you know, and we get most of it, I think, from where? Chile and things like that. But it's just he likes to get the headlines. That's Trump. But then he's got a clear history of backing off. Now, I think there'll be tariffs, but not to the degree that he put on copper, because that gets into product and inflation. So there will be some concerns. And on Brazil, of course, it's already impacting already sky high coffee prices. And some Brazilian beef is used in U.S. hamburger. And, yep, of course, the citrus or orange, yep, juice. So I think eventually they'll back off. But that's Trump 101. Just start high and reduce.
Yeah. But you got to – one of the things that is showing a pattern here is not tying things up and closing the deals. We're continue to increase the amount of fights and or on which commodities or – like there's – every week, you know, we just talked about two or three. We'd even mention Vietnam – and the fact that there was a deal, maybe not a deal, things got all twisted, who the heck knows what's going on. He's having a hard time saying, okay, we actually, besides the UK, the UK is the only one where we have some sort of like clarity on. The rest are just, it feels like a lot of noise. And I think, you know, when in talking to a lot of companies, everyone's just kind of numb. Like it's sort of the threats have sort of lost their effectiveness because people are tired and they're, yeah, also seeing him back down on a frequent basis.
Well, yeah, but yeah, Trump likes that blanket tariff rate, and he's already said, yeah, that 10% rate might be 15 or 20%. The reason he likes all the money coming in to whomever pays it on the tariff, so it's adding up to billions of dollars. So the market better get focused on that, because that'll be maintained. The 10%, yeah, is going nowhere. In fact, if it's going anywhere, it's going to go higher.
It's going right, right. Yeah. You know, it felt this week like even the administration had decided, listen, even we need to step back and make sure that we're all on the same page and put something down on writing. And that's when they started sending the tariff letters, the Trump letters, out to the other countries. And I think it's in an effort to make sure that everybody understands where we stand with some of the countries. Now, those letters went to lower level trading partners, I guess I would say, for the most part. But Jim, is that the right take?
Yeah, yes, it is. But again, the Wall Street Journal had a very good story, more in the analytical area. But they concluded Trump's approach carries legal risk, threatens the post-war trading area, but raises the key question: is this purely Trump, or is this the future? And I think that's a question mark.
Purely Trump, or is this the future? Yeah. Explain that a little further for me.
That's on this 10 to 15 or 20% flat rate. That's a change in the world trading order.
Oh yeah, know? Yeah, yeah. No question about it.
I think
it.
That's what they're talking about. We're not going to go back to what it was before. Which, well, again, when this is all said and done, whether you have agreements or not. I think that we will have more trade agreements in the next month or so, by fall. But most of
okay,
them will
trade,
see
trade,
that we have a
trade agreements.
Deal. Yes, I do.
Now, will these trade agreements be supported by Congress? Because there's a difference between, okay, here, you know, like the agreement that we had with China. At some point, with the change in the administration, China just decided, we're going to forget about that because that was with Trump. It wasn't with Biden. If we can get Congress to codify these things, now we've got something solid.
No way, no how Congress will codify it.
There's not even anything to codify. We have we don't even have details on the UK stuff yet. Like that's the problem, Chip. The deals are over. They're overstated in terms of what they actually represent. And most of these countries, like Canada, South Korea, Japan, there are agreements already in place. And the White House is talking about, like, as if nothing exists. And it's, I think it's wearing thin.
Yeah, man. Oh man. This time next year, you guys, when we are in the middle of the USMCA re-evaluation, that is going to be an interesting process because of what you just said, Haney. He is kind of the administration is treating some countries with which we have agreements like there is no agreement. It'll be interesting to see how that process plays out with Mexico and Canada in a year. All right. We are in the middle of the free-for-all. Policy analyst Jim Wiesmeyer, Real Agriculture Sean Haney, Davis Michelson is here as well. Oh, boy, when we come back, let's get into some of the labor issues. I think we'll jump there next here on AgriTalk.
Bugs can wreak havoc on post-harvest stored grain and eat away at your bottom line. At Central Life Sciences, we believe in making every kernel count. Our Gravista and Diacon IGR family of products are proven solutions for post-harvest insect control, providing lasting protection as grain is being loaded into storage. Visit bugfreegrains.com to learn how you can make every kernel count.
The Dirt with me, Mike Howell, an economics podcast where I present the down and dirty agronomic science to help grow crops and bottom lines. Inspired by economics.com, farming's go-to informational resource, I'm here to break down the latest crop nutrition research, news, and issues, helping farmers make better business decisions through actionable insights. Let's dig in.
The wheat harvest is underway. Make it easier with Alsivia's on-farm pickup program. Alsivia will haul your grain directly from your farm to its destination with freight included in Alsivia's bids. It's simple, efficient, and designed to fit your operation. Let Alsivia handle the trucking so you can focus on harvest. Try it out this season. Visit Alsivia.com or call 608-819-4401, 608-819-4401 to learn more.
Milk markets are lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winkins. The Mercantile Exchange, August milk down 15 to 1771. September and October down 7. September at 1833, October 1874, and November down 8 at 1860. Chicago Mercantile Exchange livestock markets mostly higher with triple-digit gains. WASDE report no big surprises, but that closure of the Mexican border helping support the markets, and also the potential for those large tariffs against Brazil, as the U.S. is Brazil's largest beef export market. That is helping to support live and feeder cattle markets. Hogs, though, moving mostly lower on continued concerns over consumer demand. August live cattle up 270 to 221.92. August feeder cattle up 277 to 324.05. July hogs down 37 cents to 106.87. Chicago Board of Trade today. Corn markets continue to move mostly lower, even though the WASDE report had some friendly data in some of the report, but it's really the weather that's driving the corn markets lower. Soybeans also moving up mostly lower as well due to that positive weather. Wheat markets are weakness on a larger than expected U.S. production number from that WASDE report. New crop corn down 3.5 to 4.13. New crop beans down 3 to 10.75. And September wheat down 5.75.
When you don't feel good now, you want to see a doctor now. At Amplify Health, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need, when you need it. We offer same-day in-person or video appointments with a primary care provider. That's family medicine, pediatrics, and internal medicine. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. Primary care from Amplify Health. A little empathy changes everything.
It's that time of year again. Mower season just around the corner. Stop by Comroe Sales and Service and check in with the Aarons and Gravely specialists. Comroe's not only sells new and used mowers, they service most makes and sizes too. So whether you're looking for a Comroe upgrade or just a quick once-over on your current mower, call or stop into Comroe Sales and Service. They'll get you ready for the season. Comroe Sales and Service, conveniently located in Durand on Highway 85 and in Whitehall on Tower Drive. You know, when you get a mower from Comroe Sales, you're getting one bad grass mower.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. Learn from the experts at Yield Academy in Rochester, Minnesota on August 21st. Use promo code AgriTalk for a 50% discount Go to FarmJournalYieldAcademy.com.
Welcome back to the free-for-all here on AgriTalk. Sean Haney from Real Agriculture, Real Ag Radio, policy analyst Jim Wiesmeyer here. Okay, so labor issues. The no amnesty comment from Secretary USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins that we got earlier this week, Jim. But at the same time, the on, off, and I think now on again, ICE enforcement actions on farms and at other ag-related industries, they seem to be back on, right?
They are. Just in the last 2 days, Chip, I've written more on labor than I have for years. And I know you called me, what was it, a couple days ago, and I did an item on South Dakota dairies are facing severe labor crisis. I addressed the undocumented meatpacking workers' concerns. We detailed the Trump administration's latest position on ICE raids at farmers and meatpacking plants. And then I did a timeline and list of the administration statements on the undocumented farm workers, and they vary. But then Tom Holman's statements were very aggressive on undocumented farm workers. And now today, HHS banned illegal immigrants from the federal benefits. Dallas Fed warned that mass deportation would drag down U.S. economic growth. And the L.A. Times had a big story on the immigration raid sparked standoff at Venturi County, California farms. That's just in the last 2 days.
Yeah. Those farms in Ventura County, I want to make sure that everybody understands. I think they were hemp farms, right?
They were, yeah.
Yeah. Weed yeah, farms. But it is still... A conflict between farm workers and the ICE enforcement.
Yes.
And the concern is that it continues to spread. The concern is that workers at produce and meat packing plants, at some point, the anxiety level becomes so high that they just stop showing up for work.
Yeah, yep. And with the tight beef supply, it doesn't take much, you know, to impact it further. And Trump wants this both ways.
If you can't kill the cattle, then the supply is way, way, way too heavy. And that's the kind of thing that could upset the apple cart in this cattle trade.
Yeah. Well, and the communication here is sort of flipped to how I would expect it. So I would expect it would be President Trump taking the hard line here, and then Secretary Rollins being like, "Oh no, hold on here, you know, we got to make sure the workers." But it's the flip.
But
Trump's talking light.
That happened.
He is taking the hard line.
That happened. What was it, guys? Like 2-3 weeks ago, President Trump said something, and Secretary Rollins got in there with a quick comment and tried to back it off. It sounds like there's been a conversation that has taken place. And the secretary may now be in a position where she has been asked or told to take the lead on this.
Well, I think the skinny on this one, Chip, is Brooke Rollins initially talked to President Trump before she went up to testify on Capitol Hill about this issue in farm country, and that's when Trump came out with his he loves farmers and he wants to be give them a pass and things like that. But that's when the more aggressive people in his administration said, whoa, wait a minute. And then Brooke Rollins got caught from some of the even more conservative people. So then I think this is just me, but I think then that's when she said there's no amnesty. So she came back on the side of no, not much has changed, but it is bewildering.
Yeah.
Trump is the more pragmatist in this whole thing. Trump. And that's unusual.
Right.
Yeah. Haney?
It is a problem. One of the things that Secretary Rollins said, I think she referred to the work requirement when it comes to Medicaid. You know, like there's a whole bunch of people that are just going to show up and work on these farms instead. I don't know. The reality is, in the short term, if this carries through and they execute on this, there is a massive, massive problem in the fruit and veg sector, the slaughter plants, dairy. massive problem in the short term. Because you could talk about installing robotics and doing, you know, automatic milkers and all this kind of thing. That doesn't happen before Tuesday. And we got to like in the short term, this is a real bind. And I actually don't know how they actually execute on this without it having serious, serious backdraft from farm country. And they're not going to like that heading into the midterms.
OK, so when we got the comment from Rollins about the 34 million people on Medicaid that maybe, you know, they could step in. I have not heard much negative about Secretary Rollins from listeners, and for the first time it triggered some emails. What is she talking about? What makes her think that those people would be qualified to work anywhere on any farm, on in any processing plant, and why would we think that they would get off of the program that they're on right now and sign up for work?
Well, a far more pragmatic former USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack was interviewed two times this week, and he warned of these challenges, the tariffs, workforce shifts, and SNAP changes. But he addressed this Medicare comment by Brooke Rollins in a nice way, saying, well, they're out of position to begin one thing. They're not in the same states that you need, and they're untrained. So absolutely, I think he was right on there.
She gets caught in these situations where her narrative is not to the ag audience. It's to a mainstream, like Newsmax Fox audience. Yeah. And this is where she gets herself in trouble, because agriculture is looking to her for direction and a signal, but she's talking to the masses, not necessarily to her constituents in the agricultural sector.
Yeah.
That's called Fox News. She's on. She was on last night again.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's continue to connect some dots. This labor issue in particular, is it one of the things that led to the National Farm Security Action Plan, Jim?
In part, yes. But I think once this it shows up in worker-related inflation, that'll get their attention. That's when you get Kevin Hassett at the National Economic Council's attention, and that's when they'll solidify their more flexible approach, in my judgment. They want to see facts and figures, and they're going to get them maybe by the next few months. Delayed impact in the inflation numbers. I think it may take another couple months to show up. But when it does, then they're going to have to be. Plus, you go into the midterm elections next year. We didn't even talk about that. This is a volatile topic for that one.
Oh, sure is. No doubt about it. So what else triggered this National Farm Security Action Plan?
Well, I think their internal analysis shows that the skullduggery of China, Iran, and other countries. And I think there's very good reason why they did what they did. I'll just leave it at that.
You think there's actual in the background fundamentally, but like, because on the surface, I looked at it like it sounds really good. It fits kind of the political narrative of the day. We don't want China buying a bunch of farmland, but like in behind the curtain, that we're dealing with a real issue here, Jim.
I think so. Yes, I do.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, multiple events up in Michigan with the products that the Chinese researchers had up there that they shouldn't have had. I understand that there may have been just a simple research connection on that, but that is smoke, and it concerns me more than a little bit. And I want to get the sooner as soon as we can. I want to get Secretary Rollins back on and just and ask her that question. You know, what triggered the need for this National Farm Security Action Plan, and see what she has to say about that. So, yeah.
And look, you had it, USDA, again, I monitored them for 50 years. I've never seen at one time the Attorney General, the Defense Secretary, the HHS Secretary, and USDA together on the steps of USDA.
Yeah, and then throw Navarro in there.
Yeah.
And Bondi.
But Bondi's just trying to get away from the Epstein list. But this is an administration where it's the show part of that. And so that's what's hard to decode. It's like, what's at foot here is real, or are we just trying to, you know, put on the show for everybody? That's what's hard. And like, we had Kash Patel, head of the FBI, when the first person was arrested in regards to, I think it was the Fusarium graminearum, which we know is well established, but there has been less communication on that since then. It's just sort of like, it was a big deal. We haven't heard much more since, in terms of like, because it left people
to speculate.
It's not a big deal. Right.
Well, Chip, right. Representative Crawford, you might want to have him on AgriTalk. He, two years ago, I think he was on to this. So you might want to have him on. I think I would trust his judgment on that one.
Gotcha. All right. Jim already mentioned that Vilsack has put out a couple of warnings in two different interviews about the challenges for agriculture. I want to talk a little bit more about that. USDA has announced a change on the discrimination policies. We need to go over some of that. And Farm Bill, not 1.0 in the reconciliation, but 2.0 in a 5-year. What are the chances?
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
All right, Takis fans, Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips. So we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Mike Howell, an economics podcast where I present the down and dirty agronomic science to help grow crops and bottom lines. Inspired by economics.com, farming's go-to informational resource, I'm here to break down the latest crop nutrition research, news, and issues, helping farmers make better business decisions through actionable insights. Let's dig in.
At Hexagon, we are experts behind the world's most precise machines, from race cars and jets to tractors, sprayers, and combines. In the field, our technology provides farm equipment with sub-inch precision. Pass after pass, field after field, year after year. Anywhere you farm, anytime you need. We are guiding your equipment and maximizing your potential. Keep up with the agriculture evolution by trusting Hexagon in your fields. This is how Hexagon is empowering agriculture. See how at hexagon.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
You said you'd never buy your kid candy from the checkout aisle or forget extra diapers. You'd never lick your thumb to clean their face. Never, ever become a minivan mom. So when you say you'd never leave your child in a hot car, no, it can happen. Cars get hot fast, and kids can be at risk in temperatures as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance, helping family farms through tough times with land loan rates as low as 5.51% for well-qualified borrowers. Rates subject to credit approval and may vary. Visit FBN.com/AgriTalk.
Welcome back. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us to wrap up this week's free-for-all. Policy analyst Jim Wiesmeyer, Real Agriculture's Sean Haney with us. Jim, USDA put out a press release detailing that they have officially ended the discrimination policies that were in place under the Vilsack USDA. And basically what was happening was there were different payment levels for minorities in agriculture than for the majority of people that were involved in agriculture in an effort to offset discriminatory policies that were may have been in place at the county level years ago, and they're trying to fix it with it, and she just did away with it. Is that kind of an accurate summary?
Absolutely. Just find me a lawyer, tell me what your lawyer says, where you want to go, and then he writes the press release. But their press release actually was headlined, Rollins terminates Biden's radical racial, and gender discrimination in USDA programs.
Right.
So, yeah, that's the DEI out the window. It was found unconstitutional by a federal district court. And no appeal was filed.
Yeah, it was found unconstitutional during the Biden administration. We need to remember that.
Yeah, clearly, and no appeal was filed. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, so I will applaud them for that. But they didn't have legal grounds on it in the Biden administration to do what they did.
Yeah, lot of people in agriculture with their mouth agape. And just trying to figure what in the world is going on with that policy. Haney, what?
I was going to say, if only they were good at closing trade deals as they are of getting rid of DEI policies, they would be Very far ahead.
Well, we're going to find out, I guess. I mean, it's like when Jim said this earlier, it triggered a memory. When Jim said, listen, by the time we get to this fall, there's going to be more trade deals that we are going to have details on. Back at Commodity Classic in late February, March, my comment was just get to September. Get to September and we're going to know a whole lot more about what these trade deals are going to be than what we know right now.
Yeah, because, you know, so with the ag economy, Chip, we're going to see today, but this crop looks robust so far. But when you've got corn under $4 and going under, trust mm-hmm. me, and soybeans under $10, that's going to put more pressure. Somebody told me yesterday, I'll have a story, I think, out over the weekend. It's no fun going to farm meetings right now. It's very somber out there, very somber.
Oh, it is.
I even felt that going back to commodity. And we're looking at you. You got corn below $4. You're looking at USDA predicting the second most expensive corn crop ever to be put in 2026. That's going to create a somber mood for a lot of people, no doubt.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. Well, that somber mood was certainly on display when we had Senate Ag Committee Chairman John Bozeman on the show earlier this week. Davis, I think it was three times he went to the financial conditions in a 10-minute conversation. That's a lot of mentions, isn't it?
Yes, and the history has taught me, Chip, that the Ag Committee chairman and chairwomen call ag bankers more than anyone else at key times. And you know they're hearing from the ag banking community.
Yep. So we got Farm Bill 1.0 with the fixes on the reference prices and the safety net and some other important issues were handled in the reconciliation process. What does that do to the need for a 2.0, a Farm Bill 2.0, a full five-year bill?
Yeah, I think I'd have to go back, but I think G.T. Thompson, House Ag Committee Chairman G.T. Thompson, Republican from Pennsylvania, said earlier this week, I think there's about an $8 billion bill. Now, his line has been, we'll have one, but it depends, at least on the House, on Angie Craig, the ranking member on the House Ag Committee, who's, by the way, running for Senate in Minnesota. And G.T. Thompson says, will we see Craig come in as a representative, or will she posture as a would-be Senate candidate in Minnesota? So because there's a lot of, to be fair, on the Democrat side, they're PO'd as hell regarding the reform changes that the One Big Beautiful Bill Act did for food stamps.
Yeah.
And so do they want an issue or do they want a bill? It's not up to the Republicans. Right. It's up to the Democrats because they need the votes.
Right. You know, you mentioned the comments from former USDA Secretary Vilsack in a couple of interviews. SNAP changes were one of the challenges that he said is a problem for agriculture going forward, Jim.
Yeah, 20 cents on the dollar. Every dollar spent in the supermarkets is spent on food stamps. And he called it a rippling effect, Chip, the impact. Not just the impact on families struggling financially, but on farmers, job seekers, and folks who are having to put together a state budget. So he sees the state, we're moving from the federal to the state as far as how do they deal with the impact of this. It's very interesting interviews that Vilsack had. Far more pragmatic rather than the woke he was during the Biden administration.
Yes. I was going to say, where was this guy in the last 2 years of the Biden administration, the last 2 years that he was running USDA? Where was that guy?
That's the guy we needed. Yes, that's the good Vilsack we saw most of the Obama administration.
Yes, that's right. Haney, thanks, buddy. Enjoy the All-Star break, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, everybody have a great weekend. Cheers.
Jim, thanks, man. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks. All right, that's policy analyst Jim Wiesmeyer, Real Agriculture, Sean Haney. Come back this afternoon. We'll have details of the USDA reports with Mike Miner from Professional Ag Marketing.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
Anyone can choose to make a difference. You can help people succeed, rebuild after disasters, protect the environment, or feed the hungry. Not only will you make a difference for others, but for yourself. You can earn money for college, learn career skills, and make friendships that last a lifetime. Make a difference. Choose your future. Choose AmeriCorps.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777 or biglou.com.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Texas, President Trump and the First Lady are getting a firsthand look at the devastation following catastrophic flooding 1 week ago. 121 confirmed dead, more than 160 missing. Residents...